Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. Today is Superheroes Day, and the Lamar's Optimist Club is celebrating by holding a Heroes Day event at the National Guard Armory. The event was originally to be held at Cleveland Park, but due to the cold temperatures and possibility of additional rain, organizers have since decided to move that event indoors. The day is about honoring all of our superheroes in our lives and community, both the fictional and the real-life heroes who place their lives on the line each day for our safety. Children are encouraged to dress up as their favorite hero. Local heroes may include parents, law enforcement officials, firefighters, doctors, nurses, EMTs, professionals, blue-collar workers, city officials, and volunteers. Hot dogs and chips will be served today at the Heroes Day event. Children will have the opportunity to meet with law enforcement officials and see their vehicles and equipment, Army National Guard, ambulance EMTs, and many more local heroes. The event is free. Again, Heroes Day will now be held at the National Guard Armory, located on the east end of town on Highway 3 next to the Good Samaritan Care Center. It will begin at 10 a.m. The Lamar's High School will be celebrating their prom this evening with the theme Evening in Paris. Nancy Isebrand is the prom coordinator and says that the students decorated both high school gymnasiums to reflect the theme of being in Paris.
Our theme is A Night in Paris, and the kids have come up with their own different ideas for photo stops within the promenade. And we have also decided to decorate Carrie Gym, where the dance will be held, with a Paris theme, where we have a cafe, a Parisian cafe, and we have miniature Eiffel Towers on the tables for the concessions and lights straight from the ceiling.
Inside the new competition gymnasium stands a replica of the Eiffel Tower as the main focal point for the promenade. Isebrand says that the promenade will begin at 6:30 p.m.
The doors will open to the public at 5:30, and you'll enter through the bulldog. Students will then be announced and enter underneath the Eiffel Tower and proceed to a beautiful lit-up column setting. They're going to come over to a lock bridge from Paris, where it's famous for hanging the locks when you are engaged or in love from different people. And the kids have worked hard to actually put every couple on there. And then they are proceeding to the Arc de Triomphe, and then finishing with a beautiful outdoor scene like they're in the park.
The Lamar's High School prom dance will be held inside the Old Carey Gymnasium. Isebrand says that there is no banquet scheduled for this year's high school prom.
No, we tried to hold the dinner for the first time last year, and we just didn't have enough students interested. So promenade will be 6:30 to about 7:30 or so. After promenade is finished, parents are invited to come down to the floor and take more pictures with the students if they wish at the different photo stops. And then the students will proceed through the cafeteria, school cafeteria, to check their bags and jackets and things before entering the gym and carry gym.
She talks about the timetable and events scheduled for this evening during the prom and the after prom activities.
The dance will be from 8 to 11, and that was moved up this year to help after prom who have a hypnotist coming. The doors open for after prom at 11:30. It officially starts at 12, but they're going to have a hypnotist that could only be there for a limited time, so that's why we moved everything up. After prom is organized by the parents, and as far as I know, other than a hypnotist, they have some games, some food, and then there will be drawings for prizes at about between 2 and 2:30. After prom is held in the middle school, so mainly in the old gymnasium and the cafeteria area in the middle school.
The high school prom coordinator says that there are several people to thank and who are responsible for getting the annual prom organized.
I just want to thank, we have a tremendous public sector that has donated so much to both prom and after prom to make this worthwhile for the students. We have a great junior class sponsors that have helped organize and work with the students to get this done. And we've had about 50 to 60 students that have worked hard in the last couple of weeks to put all this together.
State Auditor Rob Sann is crisscrossing the state to learn from people as to how government agencies, be they the state, county, or city, or other public entities such as schools, can become more efficient and save money. Sann calls the program PIE for Public Innovations and Efficiencies.
And we're calling it pie because it ought to be as popular as pie. The idea is if we can save money by doing things a different way at the local level, the county level, and the state level, then we ought to do it. And this is an office that has always had the authority to make these kind of recommendations, to talk about these kind of issues, and has never really done it. And I'm just very excited to have the opportunity to have been elected and to get this project off the ground so that we're saving taxpayer money everywhere we can.
Sand held town hall meetings at Sioux Center, Lamar's, and Sioux City last evening. We will feature additional comments from Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand and his town hall meetings during our 10 o'clock news update. The leaders of several Midwest states hit recently by flooding along the Missouri River say that they have received assurances from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that the states will have a seat at the table when it comes to river management decisions. The Republican governors of Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri, and Kansas's Democratic lieutenant governor all met with the Corps of Engineers officials in the western Iowa city of Council Bluffs on Friday, the second such meeting since last month's devastating floods. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said that the states are considering pushing for formation of a Missouri River Management Commission similar to the Mississippi River Commission that would include representatives from the states. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds also said that repair contracts for three of the river's largest breaches have already been awarded and that some of those repairs could be finished as early as July. Iowa lawmakers are extending the 2019 legislative session into today, Saturday. The Iowa Senate has gone home for the night, but the House was expected to debate the final few remaining bills into the evening. Senators called it a night at around 6:30 and plan to return today at 9 a.m. The House was considering the State Health and Human Services budget bill, which was expected to bring significant debate due to the last-minute Senate Republican amendment, which sought to prohibit the use of Medicaid funding to pay for sex reassignment surgery. It also would prohibit government money from paying for sex education programs by Planned Parenthood. The bill drew lengthy Senate debate from Democrats who said that the state wasn't doing enough to fix the privatized Medicaid program. And that is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.